Yeah, hey coach. You said after Saturday that you felt like you guys found your playoff game, in that final game against UConn. I'm just wondering, like, what specifically do you think that looks like? Like, what is your playoff game? Like, what does that kind of mean, I guess?
I think the big thing for us is finding that combination of being curious but not cautious, like having that swagger, but playing discipline at the same time and doing it, on top of all of it in moments of stress. And I think in a lot of ways, yeah, we want a different outcome up at the end of the regular season, but the opportunity to play against UConn twice, UNH in three of the last three games, meaning something for us, getting exposed to that stress that I don't think we really have as a program in a long time. I think it really does set us up nicely, and I'm happy with how we made adjustments for our last one of the season.
Did you feel like, in that second UNH game, the first UConn game, maybe even the Bean Pot final, that you guys were a bit cautious?
Yeah, and I don't, I think hindsight will be more 2020 and lots of time to debrief, and I don't think it's as clean cut of an answer as I'm sure we all would like, but that's the fun part. I'm sure I've said that all year, is figuring out how to make it all come together in the right moment. And that's what makes playoffs so exciting and the games that matter so exciting. But the best part is that they keep doing what they've done all year. They're taking it over and they've started to take even more ownership going into playoffs. And I think that's the big piece sometimes as coaches. We like to think we have the answers, but it's helping them figure it out. And I feel so strong that they took another step this past weekend.
I was just talking to Tamara and Sydney, and they were saying that you guys have been working on kind of pressure situations in practice this week, things like kind of make the losing team skate stuff like that. And Sydney was mentioning you guys working on rebounds and burying those as well. I'm just kind of curious, like, are those like specific kind of rebound focused drills? Are these in scrimmages? Can you just kind of walk me through like how you've been simulating pressure situations with them in practice this week?
Yeah, that's been the fun part. I think we A, elevated our standards in general coming into this year. And then back half the season, you started to add little layers of seeing how they respond and how do you stress it out a little bit. And we've been adding those wrinkles of the losing team skates for a while. And now it's more scoring goals. It doesn't matter which team wins in a mini game or even at the end of a drill. How do you put a little bit more stress on this drill isn't going to end until we get at least three goals? And so I think we're at the cool part of a season where we know our tactics, we know our structure, we don't need to overthink about it. But how do we execute it as a group of five, but score at the end of the rep? Because that's always the goal. So finding ways to stress out the reps a little bit more, even in, game-like drills or mini games, and just trying to put a little bit more emphasis on goal scoring and not losing the details. And I feel like our team's in a place that we can do that.
You don't mind me asking, like, losing team skates, like how far are they skating, how many lengths of the ice is kind of that punishment, I guess.
It's funny, it's more of a competitive nature. Like, there's not a lot of times when we talk about skating where it's like fully a punishment feel, unless they're not communicating. That's probably for me the one it feels like it's most punishment like, because it doesn't take energy, effort, or skill to do it. And I think that's been where we've been really, really stressing the environment too and having high standards. But it's more so competitive. They like it. And as much as we like to think our words carry all the weight in the world, sometimes they respond to having something on the line.
Coach, I was kind of curious, with going back to the UConn game and that the couple of UConn games specifically, what do you think were the biggest things you took from those games, and especially maybe things that your team didn't do as well or things you want to make sure you see an improvement on in this coming game against Vermont?
Yeah, just having that bandwidth for upgrading your shot on net, I think, and like we were saying at the beginning, is being curious but not cautious. So like, how do you have an elevated bandwidth for thinking about goal scoring, but knowing that like all the tangible things, all the effort, all the things about getting to the goal scoring areas are still important, but how do you have the ability to upgrade it one more time? Or how do you have the energy to make sure that that quality look is either continuing possession or creating a look that we want and not just settling for shot on net's not a bad thing. And I think that's where I mean, a goalie like Chan makes you pay. A team like UConn, it makes it hard. They're constantly, just when you think you beat one, that box of four of them is right behind them. And no matter when you hit that space bar watching a game, I'm gonna shatter the glass for you guys. If you hit the space bar at any point in the game against UConn, the man on box behind is in place. So they make you work for it, but like I said at the beginning, like that's playoff ready hockey that you want to play against. And so it's how do you keep your strengths as a team and not lose sight of them? And I think I've heard other coaches say this about them. They do enough things, disciplined enough, and unique enough that they make you think about them. And I really feel like we got to a point as a team last Saturday, we weren't thinking about them. We know what they do. We didn't let it take over our strategy. We're aware of it. We had a couple of things, but we played our hockey, and I think that's what the exciting part was.
Kind of following up on that, you said specifically about obviously all shots are can be good shots. When do you as a coach kind of say, okay, hey, we need to focus on really getting a quality shot over a quantity shot, especially again in a game like that where you know you're maybe not seeing as many looks at net as you would be in a game against a worse team?
Yeah, anytime that you can stack a shift, right? Like say you get a change with territory or a change with possession, and the next shot on net's to the glove and it creates a 50-50 face-off situation. That's probably when you're like, you know what, we probably could have upgraded that. But it's so funny because at the end of the day, that shot goes in and no one's saying a word. And that's like the dichotomy I always want to make sure our girls know is like, I'm not talking about things being right or wrong. I'm just saying, could it be better? And how do you just take as much control from the situation as possible? And so, funny enough, I think all things can be true, but it's just trying to highlight, give them visuals. We showed a lot of professional clips this week too, and Coach Megan was amazing how she pulled them together and showing that at the very highest levels, this is how goals are scored. And sometimes it's re and it doesn't mean they're any less talented goals. Where you shoot the puck, how do you make the goalie move to create the rebound? How do you put it home? How do you all of it is makes it they people call them gritty goals, but they're some of the most skilled that you can put in, and ultimately they're goalie proof.
Coach, could you talk about the team's mindset a little bit in the room heading into the playoffs, and how important do you think it is to win this game?
Yeah, I'm excited for our program. I think learning how to win, learning how to win the big games, and I include myself in that. I'm not saying that, players versus coach, we're all in it together. And how do we know what this program's capable of? We know what this team's capable of, and there's so much to be proud of how we've brought this team back to where it should be. But it's a whole different type of winning it when it's high stress, high pressure. But what I think when we think about our mindset, I feel really good about where we're at. I feel like we're in the moment. We're enjoying the fact that we've earned home ice. We earned the week of rest and preparation. We are enjoying the competitiveness and energy in practice at this point in the season. We're in the moment from everything that I can see, and I think we're excited for the challenge ahead. And sometimes it's easy to wish the days away, but we always say, don't wish the day away. Enjoy every little detail about it because we've earned the spot.
Is there any added emphasis in the room, given that your graduate students who have been at BU for their entire careers, not including Lindsay, are 0-4 in the playoffs? Do you want to win for them before their careers are through at BU?
No doubt. I mean, and the senior class included in that too. I think what was really cool in celebrating senior day this past weekend, I think I said total of two sentences all night. That team celebrated that group so genuinely in an exciting way of just sharing memories, putting effort into some celebrations with families. And they all said it was their favorite one of their time here. And that had nothing to do with us as coaches. That's all of them. And I think that alone's a testament to what they've done here and how this year they've kind of springboarded this program, modeled what, it is to be a Terrier. And I think, yeah, we want it for them, no doubt, when you put it on the score sheet. And, I think of funny enough players like Julia Shaughnessy, she'll let you know, like, this is my last year we're doing it. And I think the cool part is, and it was the narrative following the Beanpot, like, when I made the comments about wanting to win versus needing to win. And it's Julia called me out. She's like, I don't think I fully understood you. But then went on to say, well, we didn't go into a slump because we believe we can win this year. I'm like, that's exactly, we're saying the same thing. So there's a drive and a want, but I don't think it's defining our success. We're proud, but we want it, and we want it for each other, and the seniors are no different.
Well, you go ahead, Samuel. You go
Yeah.
ahead.
Building off that, one of the things I actually remember asking Dave Flynn, Northeastern, after the Beanpot final was that, one of the reasons they've been successful is because they just, all of their players have won playoff games before, and so it can trickle down, and everyone, you know what I mean? But obviously, you guys don't really have that luxury, I guess. How have you, I mean, you and Reagan are the only people in the program, if I'm not mistaken, that have won a hockey tournament game. How have you kind of gone about just kind of teaching them how, what is required to win these types of games?
Yeah, I think the big thing is control what you can control. And we need a little bit of a reset actually early this week. And, at the end of the day, Preparation equals confidence. So don't lose sight of the fact it's not about like doing the or meeting the standards because that's what coach says, or doing this because that's what we think we should be doing. Doing it because you know you're giving your teammates confidence every day you show up that way, and you're giving yourself confidence. And that's all we can do right now is control what we can control, continue to learn about what environment we play best in and how do we create that for ourselves. And from there, you know, although you could probably look through the roster and coaches and player experiences, they all bring different ones, whether it's, you know, some of the U18 players that's represented their countries or some that have won national championships. How do we take all of those and celebrate them and add them to our repertoire and learn from each other where we can? And you like to think you can build an overall championship mindset from there.
Coach, I wanted to ask specifically about Tamara because obviously I'm sure it's a great honor as a coach to have a player who becomes Defensive Player of the Year for the Hockey East. Can you just tell me how's her season been in your eyes? And of course, how vital is she to your team's success?
Definitely is a highlight for me in my coaching career as a whole, and this season, no doubt getting to call her and tell her that that she was receiving that award, and just amazing, I think, to be like for her and all of us to be able to play a small part in her journey, but to see that it doesn't she didn't change anything dramatic from, you know, 2 years ago to this year, 1 year to the next, and how much of that is mindset, belief in yourself and the people around you, and patience, and like all the lessons that we selfishly get to learn just from observing her time here, and that she's done it all while being so graceful and an amazing leader and leaving this program in a better place. Like I could go on. I don't think it could have happened to a better person.
What was that call like? I gotta know, because I bet that was a very emotional thing.
It was in a lot. It's just a lot of excitement, and we got to celebrate her today because we had the day off yesterday, so we got to acknowledge it today and in person. But you know, classic Tam, she was at a loss for words to start, but found them relatively quick. And I think we're just both so grateful for each other when it comes to mine and her relationship. We're grateful for each other in both of our careers. So I told her she makes me better every day, and you know, like I said, honored to play small partners.
I was just curious, did you like break the news to her? And if you did, like, when did that call take place?
Yeah, I selfishly took the reins on that one once my very qualified SIDs let me know. But let her know on the afternoon, I think, of Tuesday. So once we kind of got the results back.
Coach, did the team watch the Four Nations final together? And do you have any boasting to do after that finish?
Yeah, it was a bit of a later game. I know we like our sleep, but we all were watching it all the way through, and us as coaches too. There were some friendly, I wouldn't say wagering, obviously, because we don't do that, but some definitely some a lot of fun talk about it. And I think that's the cool part when you look at a school like BU and a sport like hockey and how international it is. And you think about the Welkies coming back from helping their country qualify, like just celebrating our sport on a national stage, international stage is a lot of fun. And to be able to reference something with so much passion, it's amazing, and I think we really enjoyed the moment. And you know, I've been bragging about how what better example of being in the school in Boston than getting to watch the US's pregame skate at Gannett Arena and a chunk of the girls going to games at 1 p.m. on our day off on a weekday. Like that's the beauty of being at a hockey school, a hockey city, and being where we are. It was a fun time.
Yeah, last one for me. I just wanted to ask about Vermont. You know, obviously, that's a team that's beat you guys this year. And I know, I was there and you kind of mentioned some things about like being frustrated in the environment and stuff and that loss. But I guess, like, schematically, what do you think is most important, when you're playing a team like Vermont? I know you said they're a pretty unique team in the way they play.
Yeah, they play fast, right? And so it's just being willing. We've been really like when we talked a lot about goal scoring this week and making our offense goalie proof. But beyond that, it's being, you know, willing to play blue collar offense. And knowing that it's hard work. It's solving problem number one so that you can get to number two and number three, and eventually they lead to goals. But while you're doing that, they don't have the puck either. And so I think that's just going to be the big thing, is just not letting them build that confidence and time with it, because they're fast, they can skate a 200-foot game and make you pay off the rush. So I think obviously we've talked all year about our discipline defensively, and I'm not worried we're going to bring that mindset, but I think just continuing to upgrade our dominance with the puck so that we control the game even more.
I got one more, just kind of again off of the Vermont stuff from this past season as well. Again, you've obviously seen them already this year. They're coming off of a pretty gritty win as well against Holy Cross. Again, What's kind of your approach to their team? And then how do you take what you see from their game, but not let again your team kind of get in the mindset, okay, we have to defend their game. We should still be playing ours.
Yeah, and I think that's something we've been learning all year. It's been a huge reason and part of our success is the maturity and leadership in the room to be able to evaluate, constantly debrief, and adjust the game plan without losing your own identity. And I think the team's realized and grown in a way that we know everyone's going to feel different, and a win against UVM is going to be hard earned, and it might feel different than another opponent, doesn't make it any less hard. And they definitely, we talked about how UConn made us playoff ready. Holy Cross is a good team, and you like to think they made them even more playoff ready this past game and how they had to get that win. So we're ready for a good test, and we know that everyone's going to be putting it on the line.